Stein, this is Rick trading on Gertrude Weiss. That's G-E-R-T-R-U. R-U-D-E, Gertrude, G-E-R-T-R-U-D-E, Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, Weiss. Date of birth is 6-7-37. Date of visit is 7-24-23. Please make a copy for Lydia Cafalido. That's, Cafalido is K-E-F. L-A-I-D-O-U, Cafalido, Lydia. Lydia Cafalido, M.D. Next paragraph, dear Lydia, thank you for sending Gertrude Weiss for pulmonary evaluation. Next, chest present illness. This is a 86-year-old female who has been short of breath with activity for the past 2 years, has a previous history for coronary artery disease and history for obstructive sleep apnea, for which she uses a CPAP mask nightly. The patient... has had no recent weight gain, and she does have a history of leg edema and denies any chest pains, denies nausea, reflux symptoms, or leg or calf muscle pains. The patient's past history has included history for obstructive sleep apnea. She also has history for coronary artery disease with CABG times one. And a history for hypertension for more than 15 years. She had a hysterectomy in the past. Next paragraph, habits the patient never smoked. No alcohol use, period. Next, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, family history, father died of heart disease, mother died of old age. Next paragraph, med list included Crestor 40 milligrams daily, Zetia 10 milligrams a day, and Voltaren as needed. Next paragraph, also mentioned the patient is on CPAP nightly. Next paragraph, the system review. This patient has fatigue and had some weight loss. Denies cataracts or glaucoma. She has no vertigo but has hoarseness. She has wheezing and shortness of breath. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, but has heartburn. And no diarrhea or constipation. Denies any urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. And she has no chest or arm pain or palpitations, but has mild leg swelling. She denies anxiety or depression. She has joint pains or muscle aches. She has easy bruising. And she has occasional headaches. No seizures. She has memory loss and numbness of the extremities. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly. White tumor was alert, pale, but no acute distress. No clubbing cyanosis, but has mild edema. Blood pressure 150 over 80, pulses 75, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 132, saturation 96. H.E.N.T. norms, phallic pupils are reactive and equal. Thing is, moist throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions. And scattered visas throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the outcomes are irregular, S1 and S2 with no murmur. The abdomen is soft. Non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. Mild peripheral edema with varicosities. No calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is chronic dyspnea with reactive airways. Number 3 is coronary artery disease. Number 4, hypertension. And number 5 is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plans. The patient has been advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. Also, advised to get a polysomnographic study. Since the last one was done more than 5 years ago, and she will get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators. She will come in for a follow-up here in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Lydia Kefalidou, Lydia Lydia Kefalidou, Kefalidou, MD. Thank you, Sark D'Souza.